today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What are you thinking about? What's the first thing you think or say to yourself each morning? Have you ever given much thought as to how what you think or say each morning affects your day? Do you think or say, I wish I had 15 minutes to sleep or 15 more minutes to sleep? Do you think or say, I don't feel like going to work today? Do you think or say, today I have a lot to get done? Some people think or say, I don't feel like dealing with these people today. Others may say, I have to find me a new job. Then there are those who think or say, they are asking me to do all of this work for the amount of money they're paying me. What do you think or say when you wake each morning will set the tone for your day? You have the power and the ability to control your day through your thought life. For some reason, we have given control of our day to negative thoughts, which result in negative attitudes that lead to negative actions. The end result is a non-productive day at home, work, at school, in relationships, or our interactions with others. Take control of your day each morning by thinking on Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Paul, after sharing with the Philippians in chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He wanted the Philippians to change their thinking. He wanted them to understand that they could control their thinking, but they had to start with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, because gratitude towards God accompanies all true prayer. He wanted them to open the door so peace could guard their hearts and minds. They could accomplish this by letting God know their concerns and trusting Him to answer. This would free them to think on whatever is true, whatever is noble, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. Following this prescription will help you and I control our thinking today. This prescription will pave the road for you and I to have a productive day at home, school, work, or in our interactions with others. If we follow this prescription, we will be an effective witness for the kingdom of God and experience a peaceful life, not based on the absence of a situation or a circumstance, but as a result of having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Remember, as a man thinketh, so is he. What are you thinking about? Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.